I'm John Travis, and the question is, our logo says five generations since 1886. What exactly does that mean? So good question. So I'm fifth generation paint contractor in the state of Texas from a line of forefathers that have done this work before me. It all started in 1886 with, I guess that would be my great-great-grandpa. His name was James Albert Travis, and he was based in Wharton, Texas, and he was both a painter and a blacksmith and a wallpaper installer and a Johnny Fix-It kind of fellow. There is a picture of him on a horse-drawn wagon with literally barrels, look like whiskey barrels, in the back of the wagon where they would hand mix the binders and the pigments of the paint. And so painting was one of many businesses that he did with his family in order to make ends meet. And he worked out of Wharton until 1900, when the great hurricane came through and wiped out Galveston and that area, and essentially wiped out most of the town. And so business there was no more. And so he ended up leaving there, and he took his family to San Marcos. San Marcos at that time was very early, so he actually settled literally in downtown, and there continued those businesses and real estate and others, working in the painting area as well as other things to make ends meet. One of James's sons was Leon Travis, who would be my great-grandfather. When I grew up, he was still alive for many years, and I referred to him as Pawpaw. I can remember going to his house, and always the big deal there was cracking pecans and traveling through his little garage workshop where he liked to work with wood, and he made ornate old timepiece clocks, you know, the kind that are 6-7 feet tall. And that was his pastime in retirement, and I enjoyed being around him as he worked on those things as a kid. But essentially, he took over specifically the paint portion of James's businesses. He ended up moving that business to San Antonio, and he did that for several decades. And this is mainly before the war, World War II, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, is when Pawpaw was doing work in and around San Antonio. He had two sons. One was my grandfather, Leon Travis Jr., Ed, and the other was my uncle Mickey, Milton. And those two brothers essentially took over for Pawpaw and took the painting business from Pawpaw and made it, grew it expansively. They had hundreds and hundreds of workers and tons of jobs going on at any given moment. They would be not San Antonio, they'd be down south of here, they'd be at College Station, they'd be working up in Dallas, so much so for part of a period of time, Grandpa got his pilot's license so he could fly an airplane to Dallas and different locations to check on the jobs and check on the guys and check on the progress. They worked together, Uncle Mickey and Grandpa, for many, many years, and then they ended up separating and going their separate ways. When they did that, they downsized a lot. Grandpa, my grandfather, had three sons. One was Leon Travis III, Uncle Eddie. The other was William Barrett Travis, Uncle Bill, who took the sandblasting business that my grandfather had started and grew that tremendously in the industrial side of the business. And then, of course, the third brother was my father. His name was Ron Travis. And those brothers grew up helping Grandpa in the 60s. They went to Texas A&M, all started graduating, and came back in the early 70s, mid-70s, and took Grandpa's business and working together, even though they each had their own individual businesses, they were working together. And Uncle Bill took the industrial side. Uncle Eddie took, at the time, more union-based contracts, specifically high-rises, hotels, convention center, you know, a lot of things downtown, where Grandpa had done, you know, Hemisphere Plaza, the state capitol, a lot of the early or the growth spurt portion of time at Texas A&M, a lot of things in early Dallas area, The brothers essentially kind of did more things more in San Antonio, but continuing on that trend. My dad had the first non-union shop in town in the 70s, and even though they each had their own individual business, they didn't really compete against each other. They helped each other. If you were busy, you might get some of the labor. If somebody else was busy, well, then everybody might go help the other brother. And they did that together, even in that fashion through the early 90s. And at that point, they decided, as the cousins, my generation was getting older and of age, that for secession reasons and others, it would be better to do things separately. And so they split, keeping their individual companies, but no longer working together. And then I came along in 1998 and I've told y'all before, after I told everybody I wouldn't do it, wouldn't be caught dead doing it, and here I ended up doing it the same as everybody else. And I'm very grateful for that. There's a lot of benefits to being in a family that has had longevity in an industry, in a place, in a way, in a reputation of conducting business. And I do not, on any given day, take that for granted. It is such a blessing, the gift that my father, my uncles, my grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, the work that they did then helps us and helps everybody that I and we have an opportunity to work with. You cannot, it is such a blessing. It is such an advantage. It is such a relief to work with people today that, you know, their dads or their grandfathers worked with my dad or my uncles or my grandfather. Some of our employees, I'm 23, 24 years into this. There are still, six, seven employees that have worked not just for me, but for my father, for my uncle way back, one with my, or at least at the tail end of my grandfather's career. I mean, that is a longevity of being able to work with people that have known me since literally I was a kid, is a tremendous blessing, a tremendous advantage. In everything that we do today, we're trying to honor that. We're trying to put relationships first. So, you know, if we got to take a hit, if we got to do something to make something right, we want to do those kind of things because we're in this for if my kids or other generations related want to pick this up, then they can build on what it is that we have done. And in doing that, it's not a transactional business. It's relationship. It's in getting to know people, getting to understand what they need, and attempting to solve their problem for them, whether their problem is painting a building or building a conference table or for people that work with us, you know, how can we help serve you as we work together? Because we have excellent craftspeople that have enabled us to build beautiful things that last for generations. You know, my kids go to schools that my dad and uncles built the original buildings. You can't drive in this town and around this town or even in the hill country or south of here. You can't go in some areas of town a block or a half a mile without seeing something that we have had an opportunity to help create or to improve or to touch upon. And that's a real blessing, both from the fruits of our work together during the time that I've had an opportunity to work in this business, but also on what everybody before me has done. And so it's a real blessing to be able to look back at over 100-year history of building things, creating things, building relationships, and doing things well, and very blessed both on their efforts and all the many people and craftspeople that we have an opportunity and have had an opportunity to work with. And many of them, if they were here talking with me as well, their dad, their grandpa, their great-grandpa have worked in this industry and in some instances with our families together as we create beautiful things. It's a wonderful blessing. May 2nd. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to listen to more of our episodes, please go to our website at traviscompanies.com/podcasts. We release a new episode every week. This upcoming week, we're going to be talking with Doug Roy. Doug Roy is in charge of our painting division in San Antonio. He and I have had an opportunity to work together for over 15 years. And we're going to be talking about some of our times together and some of the craziest projects, our most interesting projects that we've had a chance to work on together. We hope you can tune in, and thanks for listening.